Hello and welcome to my latest match review. www.mcglobalco.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action at Turf Moor. Burnley away in the Premier League. A tumultuous week for Manchester United, and I think all fans are happy that the football is back. It's Darren Fletcher, the under 18 coach who has taken over. We reckon probably for one game after the sacking of Ruben Amorim. I think Ruben Amorim knew exactly what he was doing in that post-match press conference at Leeds, and it also shows the issues still at this football club from the people above the manager. I've spoken about 50% being the issues at the club. Obviously, the manager has responsibility, the players have responsibility, they've got away with it again, but the people who run this football club have responsibility, and the responsibility they've shown for this football club yet again has been awful. Serrat, Ineos, or Glinios as some people call it, they are 100% Glazer enablers. Obviously, a fallout between Jason Wilcox and Ruben Amorim. I mean, we're not hearing a lot from Omar Berada at this stage. I mean, that is an issue. Jason Wilcox, what you can say about him is that he is probably, he would have been consulted, but he wasn't making the final decision about employing Ruben Amorim. But he became sporting director, and I've spoken about Jason Wilcox being naive in regards to being a sporting director, because he's clearly been found out in this situation. He's made a decision, fair enough, but now he has to make a massive decision, because it's down to him who comes in next at Manchester United. And the fact that these previous appointments have been botched, or decisions around that have been botched. I mean, they obviously didn't want to carry on buying players for the 3-4-3. Was it too much money? I mean, United are in financial strife. I mean, as I say, they're owned by scum parasites. Tampa out the Super Bowl, out of the American football. See, their season is over. Thanks to Atlanta, I think, beating New Orleans. It's a very interesting playoff picture, I have to say. But anyway, back to the football. Talk of Jason Wilcox asking for some sort of changes around the system that Amorim was using. But I mentioned this before, Amorim should never have even thought about going to back four. He joined the club for the 3-4-3 or the 3-4-2-1, however you want to set it. And obviously, Omar Berada was involved in that. Jason Wilcox was the technical director at that point. Dan Ashworth was the sporting director. Dan Ashworth's gone. Jason Wilcox comes in and he's interfering. And I think Amorim just said, I'm not having it. And as I say, sacking him for the football and what you're seeing on the pitch, that's fine. But he was actually sacked because he called out the board. A bit like Ralph Rangnick calling out the board. And it's not the first time that a Portuguese manager has been got rid of. And there's talk of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer having to come in. What an embarrassment and a shambles for Manchester United that they think, oh, in 2019 we did this. Oh, let's do exactly the same thing 7 years later when you have Serrat bleating on about, we're going to get best in class. We're going to put the Manchester back into Manchester United. We're going to put Manchester United where they belong. Well, where they belong they only belong where you actually put the effort and the actual strategy into trying to improve the football club at Old Trafford. And football is 100% not the priority. No new players will come into the football club injury, because they'll say, oh, well, we've spent the money now on payoff. We spent the money on the payoff, and whoever comes in will have to deal with whoever they get. I mean, they do want a yes man. Ollie is 100% a yes man. There's nothing said yet. He is a yes man. It's as simple as that. Darren Fletcher is a yes man in itself. He works for the football club, but he's in a difficult position, because if he's asked, he's not going to say no. Is he? Let's be perfectly honest. One of us was the under-18 coach, and they asked us to do the first team, to coach the first team. He'd done a few jobs at Old Trafford, and he's worked with some of these players. So it's a no-brainer. But as I say, for Jason Wilcox, who he gets in as caretaker manager, because when they brought in caretaker managers, they're basically written off the season. That's what they've done, written off the season. But it just seems to be, let's bring the old boys back in. I mean, I think the best old boy to bring back in would be Roy Keane, and also Nicky Butt. I've spoke about Nicky Butt before, a man who the club got rid of for John Murtagh. Just remember that. And as I say, anyone who backed Ed Woodward, Richard Arnold, John Mayer, I think, and they'd do a decent job. Well, at the moment, the pressure is on Jason Wilcox, and he has to get this selection right because, as I say, the plan is a caretaker till the end of the the season, then a new manager for the rest of starting in the summer. As I say, please not Ollie, because the guy is just well, he's a smiling bang average manager who is a legend as a player, but as a manager, he showed what he is. Well, he partly allowed the player power. As I say, Jose Mourinho was there, told United to get rid of certain players. They didn't, brought Ole in. And fair play to Ole, he had a good start, but when it actually really mattered, he was found wanting. But to be fair, he got a £6.5 million contract. He must be shocked. He must have been thinking, oh, he got, let's say, you're negotiating with Ed Woodward, the clueless hashtag Dick Ed Woodward. So it was probably easy to get the £6.5 million out of him. And Ollie has apparently said he would work at Man United for free. Really, Ollie? You would work at Old Trafford for free without any payment whatsoever? Don't tell lies. You wouldn't do that at all. There has to be some remuneration. So, as I say, there's talk of Ollie, there's talk of Carrick. As I say, a manager who got sacked from Middlesbrough. I mean, Middlesbrough are doing okay. So does that mean that Carrick didn't do that good a job? I don't think football works that way. Sometimes it is about the time you were there, what resources you had. If you had, I mean, I know the financial issues at Middlesbrough. So he is an option. But as I say, I'd just love Roy Keane to be involved in some way, even if it's just to tell those players, step up and do your job properly. Because as I say, the players always seem to get away with it, and it's never their fault, is it? But as I say, they are as much culpable as any manager has been, especially players who have been there since, essentially, the Louis van Gaal. There's some players, there's at least one player that's been there since Louis van Gaal. Still there, and people think that that's not an issue. But anyway, in regards to the team that Fletcher's picked today, we think it'll probably be a four at the back. It looks like it's a similar setup to when they played Newcastle. But we think it will be Diogo Dalot. I know we haven't got any other right backs, but I'd rather just drop him anyway. After this is the thing, there's no consequence with these play with certain players. Dalot, Heaven, Martinez, and Shaw as the. But we think it'll be a back four, Casemiro and Ugarte. And then Bruno Fernandes probably further forward. He is back. Let's see if how the leadership goes, because as I say, we don't have leaders in this team. And then it's Cunha, Dorgu, and then Sesko through the middle. A few players back on the bench. Mount's back, Maguire's back, Mainu's back on the bench. So they're much stronger bench for options there, which is helpful because it was basically a bench of Bayindir, Malassia. I mean, Malassia's still on the bench. Don't know why we need to get rid of him. But we'll see how things pan out. Kickoff is about 10 minutes away, so I will be back at halftime. I'm at home watching it. Busy day today, so back in. And also I've had I was early at the airport today, let's just say that. So I've had a bit of I've been sleeping in between the day, and then I've had a few bits to do. But I will be back probably at half time with my thoughts. Can Man United step up and get a winning result at Burnley, aside second bottom and in the relegation zone? I mean, the last time when they played Wolves last week, it was shocking. The performance needs to be better. And as I say, it'll be cold, it'll be windy. I don't know what the weather is going to be. There'll probably be a bit, because there's some snow about in England today. So those players need to stand up and perform, and we'll see if Fletcher can get that out of them. As I say, I'll be back at half-time. Half-time at Turf Moor, it's Burnley 1, Manchester United 0. A poor start from Manchester United, which essentially cost them the goal. Burnley just running through Man United field in with some poor play and targeting the right-hand side and Burnley targeted Manchester United's right-hand side, which is a bit bizarre because it looks like Cunha's on the right-hand side of the three. It's like Dorgu on the left, Cunha on the right. and they broke down the right hand side. Casemiro just stood still, let the player run through, who drilled it across. It was unfortunate, it came off heaven for an own goal. But United were being caught out in that position, and Burnley then have sort of settled in. United have always struggled against the low block. Sesko's had a couple of opportunities. One where he should have made the keeper do, but it was a comfortable save for the keeper, but he should have really made him work harder. The second one, he did make him work harder. Crossing from Casemiro, header from Sesko, tipped over the wire by Dubravka. Obviously, ex-Man United, and he's played well against Manchester United previously. They had a couple of shots cleared off the line. One from a free kick routine, Cunha, when it was, and then with a header that was cleared off the line. And then Dorgu was put in the last minutes of the first half. It was, again, another one. Lovely through ball from Bruno Fernandes, chipped over the keeper, but it was cleared away. Martinez had a goal disallowed for foul on Kyle Walker. Again, one of those, if the ref doesn't give it, I didn't, you know, United get the goal, but I did worry when I saw the ref for Stuart Howell. He's not going to give Man United anything, so United need to do better in the attacking third. They've looked vulnerable through the midfield, and Burnley are basically now they're just going to sit back with a low block and try and hit Man United on the break, and they have looked susceptible to that. There are options, many more options on the bench today, so it'll be interesting to see if Fletcher makes any sort of tactical tweaks. The one you probably think that they need to get Cunha into the game more. Dorgu's had more of the ball than Cunha, and you'd rather Cunha be getting more involved in the game. He has had one shot when he sort of drifted inside. I've spoke about Dorgu and Fernandes being able to play in the same team. It looks like it's Cunha. No, sorry, not Dorgu and Fernandes. Sorry, Cunha and Fernandes playing in the same team. But Fletcher did talk about Fernandes being on only a certain number of minutes, and maybe Cunha will get that opportunity when Fernandes, which we probably think will come off. But United a goal down with a poor goal. As I say, they don't look that dangerous, but I think Burnley are allowing United to push onto them, but United need to take any opportunities that come their way in this second half. So it'll be interesting to see what Fletcher does, if he changes anything at half-time, or maybe, obviously, during the second half to get United back into this game. We'll be back post-match. And we have the turnaround 60 minutes in. It's Burnley 1, Manchester United 2. A double strike for Sesko. The first, a nice little ball in from Bruno Fernandes, and then just a drilled instinctive shot. And then the second, some nice play on the left-hand side, between 1-2 between Dorgu and Ugarte. Brilliant cross from Dorgu. And then an outstanding finish from Sesko. I think, as I say, I'm sort of watching the game now, and it's on mute. I did sort of just dip in just before the game kicked off in the second half, and Tim Sherwood said that Tim Sherwood, a known Man United hater, was saying that Sesko, United are playing with 10 men with Sesko on the pitch. I don't know, maybe you just heard that, or it's just Tim Sherwood just used a set analysis, but no, it's just one of those things. Maybe somebody whispered that in his ear or something, but two key goals. United are 2-1 up. Can they hold on or even push further forward? They've deserved that from sort of their control since halfway through the second half and into this second half. But this is a United side that even if they're in complete control of a game, could easily lose this game 3-2. We'll see how the game goes. But we're just over the hour mark now, and United leading 2-1. Oh, and just to say, shock horror, he put some crosses in for a big tall striker, and he feeds off them. What did I tell you? It's 2-2, Jadon Anthony, no idea what Martinez is doing defensively there. The ball comes into Jadon Anthony. He's actually done well since he's come on. He's come on from Ebury. And he's just got the ball on the edge of the box, been allowed to turn onto his strong left foot, and he's just killed it into the corner of the net. United, poor defending again, and you would expect better from Lisandro Martinez. But it also did come from United trying to not being able to clear the ball away, trying to pass the ball out from their defensive place when they've got it with intricate passing, something United are not very good at. So, just past the 65th minute, it's 2-2. Anything could happen from here. And just to say, Fernandez and Aidan Heaven have gone off for Yoro and Mason Mount. Dan Fletcher did say that there were going to be managed minutes for both Mason Mount and for Bruno Fernandes today. And just to mention with Heaven again, he, at 1-1, he had a free header right in front of goal that he couldn't put away. You were thinking, was it going to be one of those days? He's just had one of those matches, Aidan Heaven. Nothing's worked for him. And as I say, Yoro's come on for him. As in the back four. I will be back post-match. And it's finished. Burnley 2, Manchester United 2. More drop points from Manchester United. And actually, they created enough chances to win the game. Mind a bit of the ball theme. Burnley was still looked dangerous toward the end of the game. They settled about 5 minutes to go just to see out the game. Cecil had a City score hat-trick. Just didn't quite connect. Across the door, Schlesig on fantastic effort that hit the crossbar. You know, had a lot of control of the ball, but just couldn't get through that low block. And it seems that sort of a little bit of a lack of concentration at 2-1 has cost them. As I say, with another 2 points dropped away to a promoted team. Slade came from behind against Leeds to get the draw, came from behind today to lead, but then lost the lead. But as I say, people will talk about United look like arguably more in control, but at the end of the day, it's the final result that really matters. And I actually thought United did play well, but they have played well in matches this season. They actually have, if you look at the stats, in the Premier League this season, before tonight's game, they've had the most shots, most chances created, most shots on target. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What you see with your eyes tells you something, but also what the final score is. In United, another a run of draws. And to be honest, in the Premier League, there are a lot of draws at the moment. And that's meant there's a massive, you know, bum fight basically from fourth, looking at the table after tonight's games, from fourth to 15th, there's only 7 points difference between. So, you know, you get a couple of wins, a run of wins. That's what Villa have done, and fair play to Villa. I mean, I know they've drawn tonight, Villa, but fair play with their run of wins. That's pushed them up the table and has put them sort of basically 9 points clear of fourth place at the moment. Liverpool still have to play Arsenal tomorrow. United have dropped to seventh on a goal difference. Newcastle beat Leeds in the end. But United only have themselves to blame. They have the opportunities tonight. Poor lack of concentration has cost them their goals tonight. Poor finishing has cost them a couple of opportunities tonight. So we've got a couple of saves from Dubravka. I mean, even in the last minute, a lovely little chip through ball from Mason Mount. Luke Shaw's running onto it. He doesn't even get his foot on the ball. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. At least make an effort to either try and control the ball or hit it. He did nothing. And this is the problem with United. And as I say, the players, you can call out Amorim all you want, but the players have got away with it forever. And as I say, if the plan is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, you're going back to 2019 again. Is that what Manchester United are? And they had the pictures of Jason Wilcox and Omar Berada. Wilcox in his usual standard, having sort of his coat just over his mouth. And he's got a very good poker face, to be fair to him. But he'll look at that and he'll think to himself, I've got to get this appointment right. And I mean the caretaker appointment right as well, as well as the permanent one. That is the plan for the summer. And as I say, in this situation, because this was exactly the same again back in 2019. They got a caretaker in, said we won't make any decisions until the summer. But then, because Ollie was a nice little yes man who did as he was told and thought, I mean, has he ever said the Glazers are fantastic? I don't think he has, but he's never been critical of the Glazers, and he never will be, because he knows it's ridiculous that he should be anywhere near this job. A legend as a player should be nowhere near this job as a manager. Again, that'd be it's embarrassing, really. As I say, I mean, Dan Fletcher's done a good job tonight. Players, they've let down the manager again, and that's not the first time it has happened. As I say, some of these players have been here a long, long, long time, and they're still not doing the job that they need to be doing. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up as various podcast platforms, Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, PCast, Podchaser, search MUFC Global, and it will come up. So next up is Brighton in the FA Cup. I think Brighton got a 1-1 draw with Manchester City tonight. So they'll be coming to Old Trafford looking to knock Manchester United out of the FA Cup, because it's FA Cup. So looking to knock Manchester United out of the FA Cup. United with a few players back, which is helpful. A few more minutes into the legs for players. And then after this Brighton game, Manchester City at home, Arsenal away. Massive matches, so you would probably expect to drop down the table, but this Premier League season, anything is possible. As I say, A beats B, B beats C, doesn't mean that A is going to beat C. As I say, for United, they'll need to get the managerial situation sorted and then get drilled into those players. They need to take their opportunities, and I think the midfield was a concern today. Burnley were causing problems running through United's midfield, and I think it's quite funny because even in the 3-4-2-1 or 3-4-3, the midfield was a massive problem because you needed two mobile midfielders who could get about, who could tackle, who could harry. In the 4-2-3-1 that Dan Fletcher played today, it's the same because you've got Bruno Fernandes and you had Cunha, who don't drop in. They are pure number 10s when they win those positions. So the midfield does need work. Maynou did come on and did a reasonable job. As I say, that we're reasonable again. But I'd say standards at United just basically through the floor, and they've been through the floor for a long, long time, and they've decided to go another way. Jason Wilcott, let's hope you get things right. As always, I will be back after the Brighton game on Sunday.